This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Finding a niche market to sell a premium product is one way to add value to your farm business. For Mara and Patrick Chenu, they found it in producing a premium artisan chocolate grown in Cameroon, which they've branded Babamba.
We started with just one product at that Cherry Creek Farmers Market, and the initial response was really overwhelming, and people loved it. It was unique and crunchy, and they were purchasing it. So that gave us a lot of confidence to keep exploring with different flavor combinations. It's really been a really nice response to see what people are enjoying and what's become kind of the favorites over time.
Patrick attributes their success to their out-of-the-box flavors and authentic story.
So far, we have not created any product based on what we thought people would like. I think each product covers some sort of strange story of how we ended up creating the product. And then what will happen is we take to farmers market and see people's response. And then people say, oh, why don't, you know, are you saying it's this in the store? And then we say, oh, maybe that's where we should take this product to. And yeah, that's how we grow. And like Mara was saying, we are a little bit outside Colorado now and in Georgia States, and we also grow in our online stores.
Learn more at babamba.com. I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.